According to some Catholics, what do these five things have in common? Number one, backing into another car in the St. Pius X parking lot. It's a nice thought, isn't it? Number two, knocking over a glass of wine at the dinner table. Number three, dialing the wrong phone number. Number four, leaving the turkey in the oven too long on Thanksgiving Day and burning it. And number five, getting to heaven. What do they have in common? According to some Catholics, these are all things which happen by accident. The truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, the first four may happen accidentally from time to time. I hope they don't, but they could. But getting to heaven is never, ever an accident. Getting to heaven doesn't just happen automatically at the moment of death. Getting to heaven is by grace, and it's by choice. The grace comes from Jesus Christ in his passion, death, and resurrection. Without that grace, nobody can enter God's eternal kingdom, no matter how good they might be. The normal way to receive this grace, at least initially, is through the sacrament of baptism. But that's only half the story. To get to heaven, we have to make the choice to be faithful to our baptismal call by living in faith and living in love. This is why getting to heaven is not an accident. It's because living a life of faith and love is not an accident. It requires a decision, a conscious decision, a conscious daily decision. Isn't it interesting that the gospel on All Saints' Day, the day we honor all those who are already in heaven, isn't it interesting that this gospel recounts for us the Beatitudes? Because the Beatitudes are all about making the choice. The choice to live a virtuous, holy life centered on God. For example, blessed are those who show mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for holiness. Blessed are those persecuted for holiness' sake. People show mercy by choice. And most of the time, let's face it, it's not an easy choice. It's much easier to be unmerciful to people. People work for peace by choice. They hunger and thirst for holiness by choice. They put up with persecution for holiness' sake by choice. The Beatitudes show us the virtues that get us on and keep us on the road to heaven, but the Beatitudes are not easy to live, which obviously means nobody lives them by accident. In today's second reading from 1 John 3, the Apostle tells us that we are God's children now, through baptism, of course. What we shall later be has not yet been revealed. We know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him. We shall be like Jesus, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he, Jesus, is pure. St. John is talking there about our eternal destiny. But notice he calls it a hope. And notice that he attaches a condition to the fulfillment of that hope, namely purity. Please tell this to those who think they can indulge in pornography and illicit sexual activity without repenting and still enter the kingdom of God after they die. That's not the way it works. According to St. John, if a person really has the hope of heaven in his heart, he will choose to be pure in thought, word, and deed. And of course, if he happens to commit a serious sin of impurity somewhere along the way, he will then choose to repent and choose to go to confession so that he can be washed clean by the blood of the Lamb and put back on the road to the kingdom. Jesus said in Matthew 7, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life." The people St. John saw in today's first reading, in his vision, people dressed in white, they're the men and women, praise God, who found that narrow road, who walked on it during their lives and eventually died on it. Was it easier for them to be faithful to Christ back in the first century? No, not at all. They're definitely not in heaven by accident. As the angel said to John, these are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In spite of their great trials, and in some cases, no doubt, because of their great trials, they attained eternal glory. And so they give us hope. After all, if they can choose to be faithful to their baptismal call in good times and in bad, then so can we. Today we ask these saints, the canonized ones and the uncanonized ones, to pray for us so that we will follow their example of faith and choose heaven.